go. Start from four this time. Four, three, two, one. Four claps. Oh, that was loud. Okay, welcome everybody. Episode four of the Back of the Shul podcast. I don't know when we stopped counting, but welcome to episode four. This is actually also the first Erev Shabbos Shmooze that we're going to be doing. We're going to be trying something a little different. So for this episode and probably going forward, we're going to move the segments that are usually just, you know, us three. So we're going to move these segments, those segments to the Erev Shabbos Shmooze. And on Monday or Tuesday, we'll have interviews. So today we're going to have a mini update. We're actually going to have a Check Your Litfish because the amount of responses that we got after the Check Your Litfish episode saying that we have to turn this into a recurring segment. Well, who are we to not listen to our beloved fans? And we also have a Mizrachvant of Shabbos party foods, which this one we were all very excited to do. It's a perfect Mizrachvant to start off the first Erev Shabbos Shmooze. So we're going to have that Mizrachvant. And we also tried something different and did something we're just going to call, at least for now, a rando run, which means that we sent out the link to join our podcast and see which brave, loyal listeners we're going to bite. And a few of them did. Just a little bit of warning. The audio is a bit rough. Not everybody had the same audio. And one of the calls actually dropped. So we kind of had to deal with that. So you'll tell us how that went as well. And thank you to those people that joined. For this episode, listen, it's a little bit more laid back. Listen to us while you clean up or pretend to watch your kids while your wife cleans up. I don't know, whatever it is. It's just going to be us three. And yeah, so I guess the first question that I have for Menachem and Joe and we'll bring them in right now is, what are you guys drinking right now?
So everybody's heard of a Moscow Mule, even though no one knows what goes into it. I have a Kentucky Mule. It's ginger beer, bourbon, and seltzer over ice, and it is quite delicious. I highly recommend it.
Sounds too complicated.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm drinking Corona, but I'll tell you the problem. I was telling this to Yosef a little while ago, is that, to be honest, Corona really didn't affect my life that much. I mean, like, I'm a single guy. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. Most of my work can be done from home anyway, and I don't really like people, so not seeing them didn't bother me. Like, none of this was really a big deal for me at all. None of it really was that big of a change in my life. There were only two things that really, like, kept this from being just same old for me. One is no baseball, and it's that was really the worst, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to really get through that, but... The other thing that annoyed me was my favorite beer is Corona. So, and it's not that it actually affects that really, but it's the fact that if I want to just go buy a Corona, I can't do it without people looking at me and thinking that, like, I'm trying to make some stupid joke with Corona. It's like, no, I just want to buy the beer. Like, I want to drink the beer. Like, why does every single thing have to be so, why is he...
Malcolm, let me ask you a question. When did you start drinking beer?
Probably sometime in high school. I don't remember exactly.
Okay, and what beer did you start off with? Like a couple of beers. Like, you probably started off with, like, I don't know, the Coors Light and...
No,
and
Stella was the original. Because in the deli that sold us beer when we were in high school, I'm not even sure if they still exist anymore, but... They didn't really have such a huge selection, and that was cheap and good somewhat. So, yeah.
Okay, the point is, though, that Corona, and I think a lot of people are going to agree with me, Corona is one of those beers that you drink when you're just getting into it, right? But eventually you've got to move out of the high school phase.
Completely disagree. I don't think I even started drinking Corona till a few years later. Don't try to psychoanalyze. The bottom line is, it's good because it tastes good.
Menachem, okay. is this a check your Feinschmecker?
Yeah, you know, it. Moment? I honestly, I've I'm really sick and tired of the food shaming and the drink shaming. Like, just let me eat and drink what I want to eat and drink. This doesn't have to be such a big deal. Like,
so let me explain like this. I believe that people develop their beer taste. For example, right now I am drinking the beer to end all beers, and that is Goose Island Next Coast IPA. I highly recommend that.
Do you everyone know out there how much it. Of a douche you sound like right now? I'm just asking you because I just want to make sure that you know.
Okay, so that sounds. You sound like the ghetto trash that would say like, "Oh, you think you're better than me?" You know that
you,
sort of
you
thing.
You do. You do though.
No, there's two types of people that drink IPAs. There's, you know, the douchey people that drink IPAs, and then there's the people with actual sophisticated taste in beer.
Okay,
the people
okay.
that don't pee into a cup and then call it Corona.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go back. I don't know why I'm getting worked up about this. I've been hearing
because
it for years.
Wrong. Because you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong.
No.
You know it's wrong.
Honestly,
that at your age you're drinking Corona. You know it's wrong.
All that aside, I can take that. What I can't stand is someone thinking that I'm making a bad joke by buying Corona.
So that's fair.
For whatever. Yeah. So that, like I said, you could bother me about my taste in drinks, but don't think I'm making a bad joke, all right?
By the way, before I forget, I had a sick Minion update that happened to me like 3 hours ago. So just a bit of background. I don't have very many dreams in life, but one of my dreams is for somebody to send me a personal photo or video, but it's a wrong number. Meaning someone will send me like a family photo or a family video, but they're sending it to the wrong number. They sent it to me, but I'm the wrong number. And it just happened that I opened my phone. Somebody sent me a text, and it's not a WhatsApp. It's a text, so they can't take it back, of like their kid dancing in a diaper. And at first check this out.
Can I just interrupt you for a second? That's a really weird dream to have. You're aware of that, right?
It's hilarious. Okay, it's hilarious because they can't take it back. They can't take it back after this. So this person sends me a video of a kid dancing around in a diaper and says, "Isn't this really cute? I'm sending this from my work phone." And then like 5-10 minutes later, I get a, "Oh, whoops, wrong number." And I didn't respond. I want that person to live with that for the rest of their lives, that they just sent their kid dancing in a diaper to the wrong number. Anybody else have one?
See, I had an interesting thing that happened to me on the way to shul today, yesterday. You know, I was a minute late, so I decided I'm going to drive rather than walk. And I'm a career hat wearer for most of my life until I got lazy. And I threw my jacket in the trunk, and I get in the car and I drive to shul. I open the trunk and I pull out my jacket, and I see my hat crushed in the back of the trunk.
Sign from God. Don't worry.
And in that moment, I was like, I thought the same thing. I was like, does this mean don't wear it or do wear it? And I decided, you know what? I'm going to wear it because I have to show other people that I'm better than them. Because I knew not a single person in there would be wearing a hat. So I felt like, you know, oh, I'm going to be the hat guy. So that
Yeah, that's Yosef. On behalf of Shlomo and I, we're going to have to tell you to check your litfish. Sometimes, because it's not, you have to understand, this isn't something that is just like a one-time thing. We're not going to be like one of those celebrities who will just be like, oh yeah, we're going to care about this for just a day when it's popular and then we're just going to forget about it. No, we are going to keep reminding the people to check your litfish. We are better than everyone else, so
look,
we have
I'm
to make
saying,
it known that we always care.
I'm not saying that I put the hat on, took a picture for the gram, and then took the hat off.
Oh, that would be a wild Instagram account, like the hat and jacket Instagram account.
Also, just in a fascinating news story, and I'm trying to figure out what the equivalent would be for a shul. But Berklee College apologized because they allowed cops to use their bathroom during the protests. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, under what circumstances would a shul apologize to their mispalim for allowing someone to use their bathroom?
Mm.
My cool, only one that I've come
you know
up
what,
with.
You know what I have? You know what I have one. I have one for you, Joe. I have one for you, Joe, to answer that question. I feel like a couple of Lakewood schools would apologize if, like, the president of YU peed in their school.
See, I was thinking the Pope, but...
Maybe. I think my scenario is more realistic.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of check your litfish, today during Shacharis, for whatever reason, there was no tachanun. It's not my prerogative to figure out why, but apparently there was one guy who thought it was his prerogative to figure out why, and he was not satisfied with just asking one person. When he didn't get an answer, he had to make sure to go over to every single person there and find out exactly why there was no tachanun. And he wanted to make sure that there was actually a good reason for it. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Just accept it and move on. You don't need to know the reason. Not everything in life has to be figured out and known. If there's no tachanun, just accept it and move on. You don't have to, if you do this next time, someone's just they're going to be too nervous and not do it. There has to be some like semblance of order in this world. If there's no tachanun, just don't ask why. Just accept it.
It's true. That's like part of that's like the firm version of the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Exactly.
I had to check your litfish this week, which was, I teach, and I'd given an assignment from the Regents Board, and it involved basically de-extincting animals, and I get a call saying, you know, I don't understand how you could introduce such apicarsis to our children. There were mentions of Jurassic Park in the articles. How could you do that?
Flashback.
That's unbelievable.
And the fourth article said it had, I didn't even understand half the words in it. So I gave it to my mother and she was horrified. Right?
That's great.
By the way, another minion update. Stocks, they went up, and then they went down.
Oh man, I got killed by it. I held on too long. I cashed out. For all the Barstool fans out there, I bought a ton of Penn National stock when it was down, and I cashed out on it a couple of days ago. But the rest of it, I held on to the airline stock too long, and now I'm getting killed.
Okay, well, I wasn't that informed. I just knew that they went up and then they went down. So that was
now you all. Really sound like a back of the school guy.
Yeah, that was the extent of my update. So
that's what's all right. That's called a Psukadizim financial report.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, should we do the Mizrachman? Because I'm very fired up about it.
Oh, I'm very excited.
As fired up as Joe and I are, Menachem is, I mean, he's ready to run through a brick wall right now. That's how fired up he is. So this is the Mizrachvant of Shabbos party foods. Everybody's got their own, you know, Shabbos party playlist. No, Shabbos party food list. And I think the order that we're going to go in, I'm going to go first. Joe, you're going to go second. Menachem, you're going to go third. And honestly, like, I feel like four is not enough. But we're going to have to keep it to four. So I'm going to go first. I'm going to start it off. I'm going to pick, this is going to be controversial and I know it because it's considered like one of the new school Shabbos party foods, but I'm going Jolly Ranchers. I love Jolly Ranchers.
They are really good, but we didn't have them growing up.
I understand. What we had, and I hope I don't take anybody's pick and you can pick it even if I'm saying this, what we had growing up was Twerps, right?
Yes.
That was the Jolly Rancher equivalent. I feel that this is like Twerps 2.0. Jolly Ranchers are the best.
They're definitely better, but yeah.
I feel like enough said. All right, Joe, you go.
So I actually just added this one to my list because you reminded me of it. I originally had a different pick for my number one pick, but I'm going to go with Gushers.
That was going to be my number one overall pick.
It's a really impressive candy to the extent where it may have had the highest value when you get it in like a Shalach Manas and you're doing all the trading and that kind of stuff. There were very few things that had higher value than Gushers.
So if I could just take a minute to gush about Gushers, but they're really perfect. There's no other word for it. The outside being the right texture and the inside being the right liquid to not liquid ratio, everything, the flavors. Oh my god. Okay, it's gonna take me a second to recover from this, but I'm gonna have to do what I can. Okay, so my first pick is gonna be barbecue dipsy doodles.
Dang,
great pick. Oh.
No, barbecue dipsy doodles are, I mean, I don't know if they're on the exact same level as Gushers, because they're different. It's different. But they are barbecue dipsy doodles were my favorite snack growing up. I mean, actually, I have an interesting story about this. There was one time, I think it was in like third or fourth grade, I was by my friend's house over the summer, and he basically somehow I ended up making some deal with him if he gives me two bags of barbecue dipsy doodles and he remembers by the time the school year starts, I would do everything that he wanted for the entire school year. Thank God he didn't remember, but
that's a deal worthy of someone that drinks Corona.
Oh, give me a break. All right. Okay. I'm going to go on to my next pick. My next pick is going to be fruit by the foot. Also, great snack. It's just, it hits the spot whenever you need it to, and there's enough of it that you feel full. It's not like one of those things where you have a little bit and then you want more. Also, now that I'm saying this, I think I realized once we were getting a little older, they started making them shorter.
I think you just got taller.
That it is a distinct possibility. You know, I'm gonna check this up afterwards because I think they. You know what, Yosef, go while you go. I'm gonna check this up.
All right, my next pick. This is a personal favorite as well as probably one of the most ubiquitous candies, which is Sour Sticks.
Ooh. Oh, you took my number two.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I feel like this is gonna happen a lot. We're gonna be taking each other's picks because there are a few.
So Yosef, you remember how I said that I'm hoping some people take my picks? That is going out the window because I don't know why I said that because I'm very disappointed now.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go with my next one. I don't know if I'm reaching here though. I don't know where to go. I'm gonna go with onion rings. With onion rings.
Ooh, that's a good one. I forgot about those.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like I could have gotten that later, but everybody knows that there's a difference. By the way, just if we can talk about onion rings for a second. Now, full disclosure, I've outgrown it. I don't eat onion rings anymore. But
I still do.
Clarify the smooth ones, not the like.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was getting to. So if I could just talk about onion rings
for a second.
Which
other onion rings are there?
There's Wise onion rings, and there's like the Bloom's onion rings or whatever, the Jewish brand. The Wise onion rings are the smooth ones. That's the ones that you want. If you go to somebody's house, or if you have it at your own house for Shabbos party, and you got like the Jewish brand onion rings, you had a lot of questions about your friendship. Just saying.
Honestly, I don't even remember ever seeing those. So maybe I just had really good friends.
Okay, and the next one I'm going to go with is very specific. It's store-popped popcorn. Not the mass-produced one.
That's a good
Not
pick.
The mass-produced ones, but the ones that you buy in the clear plastic bag from the store.
That's a good pick.
That you just eat by the shovelful.
That's a very good pick.
Yeah.
For my next one, I'm going to go with, again, you're kind of right about this, meaning somewhat specific, but the Italian ices in a cup.
Ooh, that's like an exotic one. That's like for the rich friend's Travis party.
It's true, but that's the kind of thing that you would look forward to from like Wednesday when you bought it.
True. Let's put it this way. The person, the friend that whose house – or his family, I should say, serves the Italian ices at the Shabbos party, that's the one that probably has the car first in high school, no?
Right. Or at a minimum, the phone.
True.
All right. Well, depends how old you are. Okay, so yeah, so I've been looking. I can't really find anything about food by the foot getting shorter. Maybe I just got taller, but whatever. So either way, so my next pick is going to be Mike and Ike's. They're always good. They're similar. I don't want to say, someone else might pick this one, so I'm not going to say it. But Mike and Ike's are always great. Did you guys ever do that thing where you suck the Mike and Ike until it becomes clear, like all the sugar comes off of it?
Yeah. What do you think? We never ate Mike and Ike's before.
Listen, I don't. Maybe they do other stuff. You know what, Nahum, I don't know how they do it. Nahum,
to quote our podcast, Rav, what do you think we are, farmers?
Fair. Okay, and for my last pick, I've never discussed. Like, I know Shlomo, but judging by the conversations that we've had on this podcast, and I don't think you're gonna hate this pick, but my last pick is ketchup chips. Am I right?
Oh my god, you couldn't have nailed it even more. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something.
I knew you were gonna hate it. I had no reason to think this, but I was 100% sure you were gonna hate this because all food snobs hate ketchup chips.
It is a crime against humanity. They are the worst snack on planet Earth. I literally I'm not kidding or exaggerating one bit.
I have thrown up just from the smell
of ketchup potato chips. They are disgusting.
I can confirm that he threw up, but Menachem, I would like to say, I disavow everything Shlomo said. Ketchup chips are awesome. For my next one, it's somewhat of a transition one because it only really comes to play or it seemingly only really comes to play when you get a little older. But I'm going to go sunflower seeds.
Oh, that's an underrated pick.
I feel like it's a very high value pick because there is no end to it. There's no stopping point on sunflower seeds until your tongue shrivels up.
Okay, so Joe, the only reason why I'm going to call you out on it, even though I do agree with the sentiment of it, that's more of an Onig type of food.
I don't know if I would call it a
not really. Here's the bottom line. Even if it's an Onig thing, if you had sunflower seeds on the table on Shabbos afternoon, they're gone by
Matzah. Yeah, you're plowing through them. You're plowing through them.
It doesn't matter whether you have an official Shabbos party or not. If there are sunflower seeds on the table, they're gone by the time Shabbos is over.
Okay, I'm going with the one that is probably against my gut. But I'm going to go with like the Scoopers tortilla chips and salsa.
Those are good, but I don't like same thing with Yosef's sunflower seeds. I don't know if I would really classify as Shabbos party foods. They're really good. Don't get me wrong. They're unbelievable, but
it's a fair point. It's a fair point. I just for myself, I most identify with Shabbos party, meaning that's something that is not, if you're talking about like Onig foods. So for an Onig food, you're talking about like Arbis, right? Chickpeas and sunflower seeds, gari nim, whatever, and beer. I feel like for the chips and salsa, that's a little bit more, it's fair. Like that is definitely an Onig food also.
I definitely can hear both.
Yeah. That's why I went with it just because it's such a good, you just eat them. You can't stop.
Yeah. So, but then, I mean, you know, if you're going to call me out on it, you know,
I hear it's a little bit of, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, but I feel like it's a little bit more identifiable with. Could I say the other three, like as honorable mentions, the ones that I was true?
Sure, okay. Go ahead.
The first one, the reason why I didn't pick it was because Menachem took fruit by the foot. I was going to take fruit roll up, but that's too similar.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes again, Shlomo has always been a fruit roll up guy as opposed to a fruit by the foot.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. I mean, I think they are different enough that you could have taken it.
I felt it was too much of a
piggyback. How did you eat your fruit by the foot? Were you a roll it up into a ball kind of person, or did you actually?
Yeah, until I was like five, and then I savored every bite.
Well, okay, because I'm saying there are two schools of thought when it comes to it.
I don't know if I would really consider rolling up into a ball a legitimate way of eating. I mean, if people do it, but butler dietates will call it that. That's what I would think.
Exactly. Next, I had sour bears.
Ooh, also, I mean, now, the truth is there's a lot of different cat, like you could do sour worms also. All of these are pretty much the same idea. Sour gummy. So
are you saying them as opposed to gummy bears?
Yes. I like gummy bears, but sour bears, I mean, there's just something else.
I want to bring up a really big one, and I feel like this is so hyper-specific that I left it off my list, but the Golden Fluff enchilada-flavored tortilla chips.
Ooh. Those are really good. I can't believe I left them. I didn't even think about those, but those are really
good. Barbecue flavored ones are also really good, but I feel like the enchilada ones had like that extra level.
Yeah, those were definitely good. But I mean, there's a few different ships that I feel like are known because of like the look of the bag. I feel like the look of the bag on those ships were really good.
Yeah, it's iconic. But, it's an iconic pack.
And also, like, I had those hot ships. I don't even remember what company it was, but it was the ones that said hot with like the fiery letters. You know which ones I'm talking about? Yeah.
It had like they were the ruffle cut ones.
No, not ruffle cut, straight cut, I think.
Oh. I guess we're thinking about
whatever.
That's another one that I could have that I was debating between the Kettle Cook.
Yeah,
ships.
Any version
Kettle
of
Cook Kettle jalapeno ship.
Any version of Kettle Cook would work. Yeah. How about the sugar stick dipped in sour sugar?
Those are so disgusting. I don't think
disgusting, but that's not really what the question is here. Yeah, that is an iconic. Okay. That's like a birthday party Shabbos.
For sure.
You know, Shabbos party thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's quickly go through the honorable mentions because we got to wrap up.
Yeah. Bisley. It's also always great. I'm surprised no one's mentioned it. But.
You know what? I'll tell you why. Because it's straight up of the dechal. It's also, you know, you take it to school as like a snack.
That's a good point.
Also fruit snacks. Sour belts, but those were too similar to sour sticks. So
jelly belly.
Those are also more new. Similar,
to kind of bounce off your Mike and Ike thing, which is Zowers.
Yeah, so that was the other thing that I was talking about. I didn't want to say like Mike and Ike's and Zowers in case someone else wanted to take Zowers, but those are also really
too similar.
Another big one is the rope Laffy Taffy.
Oh, Laffy Taffys, all Laffy Taffys, really.
Yeah.
Also onion garlic potato chips. I've always loved those.
Hated them.
Oddly specific.
I'm so not surprised to hear that. I was actually. This is gonna sound like he's just saying this, but as I was saying this, I was like, "Yeah, she'll look like this."
Possibly the most interesting one is awkwardly cut up fruit.
Okay, so
I'm not even
Joe. I'm not gonna pretend like I didn't think of it, but then I was like, you know what? No, I'm not gonna be that guy.
There's a reason it's the last of the honorable mentions.
I'll be honest with you, it didn't even cross my mind.
We can go on for hours, obviously, and we probably will after we hang up. But I think we're gonna have to. I think we're gonna have to wrap this up. We'll post this on Twitter. Guys, give us your favorite. And by the way, let's just call out the polls and the rigged voting that's going on. There is something. There's something afoot going on.
Wait. I'm sorry if you guys are not as good at campaigning as I am. I mean, it's an art. It's part of. I mean, this isn't America. Your votes actually count here.
It's not like you're bribery. It's bribery. It's straight bribery.
Okay, let's take you into the rando run again. We sent out the link. Whoever took the bait clicked on it, got on, except for one. I believe his name is Moshe. So sorry, Moshe, that we weren't able to keep the audio because it crashed. But thank you for hopping on. The audio is a little rough, but I think hopefully you'll enjoy it and give us any feedback on it. Okay, I guess let's do our rando run now. Let's see. Okay, we have someone. Please announce yourself.
Joe Schwartz.
What is going on? Welcome to the back of the podcast.
I'm very excited to be here. First time, long time.
Oh, that's great. Okay, you ready to answer a couple of rapid fires here?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Start us off, Menachem.
All right. So the first question is, are you a back of the shul guy or a front of the shul guy? Very important.
My family is a front of the shul guy, but I'm a back of the shul guy myself.
Even better. Even better.
That's called commitment.
Yeah, that's the kind of guys that we're looking for on this podcast. I think you'll fit in. So next question is, do you have the red receipts, meaning the blue check marks, and the last seen on your WhatsApp?
Yes.
Both?
Both.
Yeah, it's a sign of a confident man.
Exactly. Okay, and my third question is going to be, do you think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, all right, get him off. Get him off.
Really? Should we even bother asking the rest of the questions?
Let me try and save his skin here. Waze or Google Maps?
Waze.
Oh.
Yes. God. Thank you.
Did your family go to a bungalow colony?
No.
All right, that's a neutral question. I'm still hung up on the Barry Bonds thing and the Waze and the Google Maps. What a terrible answer.
I mean, I'm very happy with your Waze answer.
Waze is trash. Okay, next. Do you have any questions for us?
I don't. I think you guys are doing a really great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything you want?
That's better than a question.
True. Anything you want to promote?
No, I just, you know, promote your podcast.
Oh yeah, keep doing it. Okay, so now that you just said that, are you going to post this in your status and we go live? Otherwise, we'll cut this.
Depends how much Yosef pays me.
I don't know. Otherwise, we're going to have to cut this part from the show, and you just waste.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'll post it.
All right, there we go. Okay, thank you for coming on, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on, Joe.
All right. Okay. Who do we have next? Okay. Shalom Orlean.
Oh, hey, people.
Oh.
Welcome to the back of the show.
Welcome to the back of the show.
Thank you. I guess I finally made it.
Well, that leads us to our first question, which is, are you a back of the show guy or a front of the show guy?
Well, the reason why I said I finally made it is because I usually start off at the front of the shul, but then I just always end up in the back.
How does that work? How do you start off in the front of the shul? That means you consciously made the decision to move there.
Yeah, you know, you come in thinking like, oh, I'm going to be in front of the shul and like maybe daven or like show the rabbi that I'm actually here. And then next thing you know, 5 minutes later, you're in the back of the shul waiting for Kiddush to start. So that's just how it is.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll accept it.
Thank you.
Next question. Do you have the red receipts and last seen on your WhatsApp?
I think so. I guess I do if I don't know the answer.
Wait. What does that mean, you think so?
It means that,
you know what?
I haven't touched it in years, so it probably is from when I first got WhatsApp and thought I was like, cool.
I'm going to check right now. Hold on. Okay, you're online now, so I know you have blue check marks, but you're online. You have to go off your phone, off WhatsApp, so I can see. Oh, yes, you do have last seen. Okay, good. So far, you're doing pretty well. Like the back of the show, front of the show was a little wishy-washy, but we'll accept it.
All right, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Sure, anytime.
So, all right, let's keep this rapid fire.
Oh, yeah. Next question. Do you think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there we go. Good.
Okay, Waze or Google Maps?
Google Maps.
Yes.
Okay. Did your family go to a bungalow colony?
Oh, hell no. Why? Just to sit around talking and hearing what everyone else is doing and not being able to leave because you know they're going to talk about you first? No. No.
Strong answer. Next, Shalom, anything you want to promote?
Back of the show, man.
Great.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna post this in your status when we go live?
Is this your shameless plug?
Oh yeah. If you don't do this, we're gonna have to cut your part from the show.
Love, love the entrepreneurial spirit. Sure.
All right. There we go. All right, Shalom. Thank you. Okay. Who was here first? Okay. Let's go to Michael Carfunkel. That's what it says.
Yes, you could call me Moshe too.
Moshe Carfunkel, how are you?
Doing well, Baruch Hashem. I've been an avid listener of the Passaic Boys podcast.
Oh, please. Why do you have to do that to me?
Wow.
Okay,
fine. So,
go for it. Rapid fire, go.
First question, are you a back of the shul guy or front of the shul guy?
I'll be honest, I'm a bit of a switch hitter. You know, the tekufas of my life, I'm a front of the shul guy. Tekufas of my life, I'm a back of the shul guy. I think mostly for Mincha Maariv, I'm a back of the shul guy for sure, though.
Right, a casual back of the shul guy.
Okay, we'll accept that. Next question. Do you have the blue check marks and last seen on your WhatsApp?
Absolutely, and nothing bothers me more than when I text someone and it just stays green.
Okay, next question. Do you think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame?
So, yes, but I think that in general, steroids should be allowed. I think if you're gonna start,
that's fair.
Not being able to equally test everyone and actually get this to a point, I feel like just open the thing up, do whatever you want. Best Android wins.
Ooh, I love the callback, but all right, we'll skate by that. All right, Joe.
Waze or Google Maps?
Google Maps. I mean, Google bought Waze anyway. I feel like it's they're gonna just take all the best from Waze and put it into Google Maps anyway.
Anything you want to promote?
What's your company called again?
Wow, pandering.
All right, Moshe, you've been the best guest we've ever had. So, thank you very much for coming on.
Don't tell that to our podcast, Rub. But
you know what? You know what? Everybody could use a little motivation to be even better. Okay, Moshe, thank you. Okay. All right, Moshe, welcome on to the Back of the Shul podcast.
Hi.
Okay,
Menachem. Excited to be here.
Go rapid fire.
All right, first question. Back of the shul guy or front of the shul guy?
Back of the shul guy, always.
There we go.
Oh, okay, that's good. Next question. Do you have red receipts and last seen on your WhatsApp?
I always thought that's a very lame question, but yeah.
Oof, take a shot at the crush. Wow.
Listen.
You know what? That's a sign of? That's a sign of a man that's got something to hide.
Oh.
I guess as long as you have it, but all right.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, next question. Do you think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame?
Give me 1 second, all right? Barry Lamar Bonds is an American former professional baseball left fielder who played for the season. I don't know. What do you think? I have no idea who that is.
Just say yes.
That's what I'm going to say.
I'm asking the guest.
I think we gotta say check your Hasidish.
Ooh, okay, I like it. Okay, keep going. Joe.
Waze or Google Maps?
Waze.
Ugh.
Okay. Did your family go to a bungalow colony?
Initially, yes, but then my dad got fed up, so he didn't. So
that sounds about right.
All right, so that's good. Maishi, do you have any questions for us?
I don't have a question. It's more like a statement. It's like a general statement on this whole podcast thingy. I think Shlomo summed it up fine in the previous episode. I think you can say, check your Litvish.
Just as a general way of life. Always be checking your Litvish.
But he did also clearly say that it's not just a carte blanche excuse to go Hasidish. Right. That's not the other option. Just saying.
Okay. And Moshe, are you going to post this in your status when we go live? Otherwise, we're cutting this.
Check your Litvish.
I'll take that as a yes. Okay, Moshe, thank you very much.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, take care. Okay, so thank you to the people and a half who joined us for the rando run. Let us know what you think of it. We're going to do it anyway again, so I hope you liked it. Okay. And I think with that, we will conclude with a good Shabbos. Take care, everybody.